Mexico's ruling party turns back on accused drug lord after his return to state governor's office. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 22, 2026. Conflict and division have descended over Mexico's ruling party Morena after one of their state governors went back to his post despite being a fugitive from the United States Department of Justice and facing a criminal indictment on drug trafficking and weapons charges. The move by the accused drug trafficker led to the Morena party turning its back on him and publicly distancing itself from him. As Breitbart Texas reported, the controversy began on Friday morning when Sinaloa Governor Ruben Rocamoya announced that he was returning to his office after stepping away in April following the news that he had been criminally indicted in the United States. Rocamoya remains a wanted fugitive. Alas, why los sinaloenses, pic.twitter.com/mofx7xp0u. Ruben Rocamoya, at Rochamoya underscore, August 21, 2026. After Rocamoya's announcement, Mexico's Secretary of the Interior Jose Isla Rodriguez said during a news conference that Rocamoya had made the decision on his own and had not consulted with other government officials. Rodriguez also revealed that Mexico's Attorney General's office had not closed the investigation regarding Rocamoya and that there was no reason for him to return to his post. Hashtag Zagobinforma. De carácter personal la decisión de Ruben Rocamoya de regresar al cargo, hashtag Zagob. Comunicado, pic.twitter.com/figsmu12l. Gobernation, at Zagob underscore MX, August 21, 2026. Soon after, the Morena party leadership released a statement stating that no one from the party had spoken with Rocamoya and that they were publicly distancing themselves from him. El Ken de Morena comparte el siguiente comunicado de prensa. Morena, personal, la decisión de Ruben Rocamoya de regresar al cargo de gobernador de Sinaloa pic.twitter.com/bhvo/mipc. Morena, at Partido Morena MX, August 21, 2026. Hours later, all the other state governors from the Morena party issued a statement supporting Sheinbaum and calling on Rocamoya to act in a mature and responsible manner. In their statement, they claimed that personal choices should not take precedence over the well-being of the political party. La unidad, la institucionalidad y la lealtad al proyecto de transformación están por encima de cualquier interés personal o de grupo. Reiteró mi respaldo absoluto a nuestra presidenta. La dradada Claudia Sheehan, y su liderazgo para seguir construyendo, con principios y compromiso. pic.twitter.com/7fjashewb. Alfonso Durazo, at Alfonso Durazo, August 22, 2026. Sheinbaum remained largely quiet on Friday after publishing a statement early Friday morning, saying she was under the weather with cold or flu-like symptoms. Le informo que amanece con gripe muy fuerte. Tos y fiebre, no es nada grave, pero los médicos me han recomendado reposo. Por lo que la conferencia de hoy estará coordinada por la Secretaría de Gobernación. Rosa Isla Rodriguez Velázquez, y el Director General del INAH, Jill Omar. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, at Claudia Sheehan, August 21, 2026. The silence from Mexico's president stands in sharp contrast to her initial reaction in April, following news of Rocamoya's indictment, in which he claimed there was no evidence of wrongdoing and publicly challenged the U.S. Department of Justice. Sheinbaum claimed that the allegations were all politically motivated attempts to damage the Morena party. Her comments at the time led to heightened tensions between Mexico and the U.S. government. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.